Good evening.
Good evening. How are
How are
you?
you?
Oh, I'm doing
Baruch
good.
Hashem. You had a
Thank
good
you.
Shabbat?
Yes, I did. Thank you very much for asking. Are we the only
Always
two
good to re-
on?
I'm sorry?
I said, are we the only two on?
Yes.
Okay.
We'll give it another minute, then we'll start.
All right.
Good evening.
Good evening.
We're going to be starting with the Zohar with Parashat Pinchas, section 80. Let us make man in our image after our likeness. And the website was down for a few days, so I wasn't able to do a handout for tonight. So please use your own copy if you have it. Verse 497. Vayehi Noam Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Kodanei Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Kodaneihu. Vayomar Elohim Naaseh Adam Batar de Ashlimu Leavitaihu Kol uman ve uman amar lon kutcha berichu umanuta hada itli lemebad tihe shutafa tekulna kulana itchabaru kulku kahada lemebad Baya kol echad ve'echad mechulaka dileya v'yana eshtetaf imchon l'mehav leya mechulaka dili v'haynu na'ase adam b'tzalmenu Kidmutenu Biokmuha Rabbanan Delet Adamela Yisrael Hahi Diktiv Viaten Soni Ton Mariti Adam Atem Atem Adam Vela Ochsvachom Ugidishmach Yisrael be'osav. And Elohim said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness. After each craftsman had completed his work, the Holy One, blessed be He, said to them, one craft remains for me to undertake, and all of us shall be partners in it. Let all join together, and let each one do its share. And I shall join in partnership with you to give it my share. For this is what is written, let us make man in our image after our likeness. And the sages taught that only the people of Israel are referred to as man. As it is written, but you, my flock, the flock of my pasture, are men. That is, you are men, but the idolaters are not. And therefore it is written, let Israel rejoice in his maker. That that pasuk is certainly problematic. The sages are clearly spiritually higher than I am. And yet my understanding of the Hebrew word Yehudi, well, clarify it simply by saying, while it says Israel, an idolater is not a member of Israel. Well, is that really true? In our universe, in our generation, Israel and the Jewish world are thought of as being synonymous, but they are not. There are many Jewish people, let me rephrase that, and I make the same mistake that this verse is making in the way it's being translated. There are many Israel people who are not aware that they're children of Israel. They're not aware that they have this aspect. That is part of what I'm doing and other people are doing in spreading the wisdom of Kabbalah. And this verse, this pasuk from the Zohar, can be misunderstood, because in our generation, being an Israeli and being Jewish are synonymous, but it's not true. A Jewish person is somebody else. An Israeli is a different level of consciousness. And yes, it is true. A human being that is an idolater is not an Israeli. Primarily because the Creator doesn't wrestle with him. And Israel means someone who wrestles with God. But if you're an idolater, and that does not mean bowing down to a wooden or gold or silver idol or brass idol. It means someone who cannot leave a physical item alone. Any physical item. That's an idolater. We need to understand that. There are very few Israelis in the world. But there are many who are following a path, striving to become an Israeli. And they are still considered Israelis and not idolaters. Verse 498. Amar butina kadisha vadai hahutana dehitamar besela dehivya amar daditiv beya etan moshavecha besim besela kinecha. Dit lat avahan mikreu etanim urviya etan moshavecha deveya mit yashva halacha deit marba halacha Le Moshe Messinai Dehu Ipeshat Al Shitin Ribod Yisrael Wena Hir Lon Bioraita Kishim Shadit Kase Belel Yavena Hir Lekol Kochavaya Umazale Velet Lelia Ela Galuta Wei Shomer Mamelaila Shomer Mamilel Veit Galia Bimamadit Mar Habokeror Boker di Avraham Deit mabea, uboker uritem, et kivod Adonai chai Adonai, shikvi ad haboker. Said the holy luminary, that is Rabbi Shimon. This must certainly have been said by that same Tana, who hid in the rock of the serpent, about whom it is written, strong is your dwelling place, and you put your nest in a rock. For the three patriarchs are called the strong ones, and the fourth one, that is Moses, is strong is your dwelling place. For in him the halakha, which is the Shekhinah, takes shape as in the expression, a tradition given to Moses from Sinai. And he spreads over the 600,000 of Israel and gives them light with the Torah as the sun, which is hidden by night, but gives light to all the stars and constellations. So it is with Moses. Had he not hidden in that rock, he would have been unable to give light to Israel. And night always refers to the exile, as in watchman, what of the night? Watchman, what of the night? This refers to the exile, for then Moses hides in the rock and appears by day, at the time of the redemption, about which it is said, as soon as the morning was light, which is the morning of Abraham, about which is said, and in the morning you shall see the glory of Hashem. And as Hashem lives, lie down until the morning. This verse from the Zohar is giving a lot of different meanings to different code words. I mean, each code word has its own meaning, but the Zohar Pasuk is explaining what the meaning of these code words are. So Avraham is mourning, it's chesed. Mourning is when the sun rises. Moses hid in the rock where God passed by him and told him he could not see his face, but he could hide and see his back. And had he not done that, had he not hid in the rock, it's not that Moses would have died, because Moses could handle that light. But Moses concealed himself in the rock so that he could tone down and learn how to tone down the essence of the light, so that he could be in exile from the light, from the full intensity of the light. That's what's being discussed here. What does it mean to be in exile? How do we understand these code words? Moses, even starting out with this idea of Moses is as strong as your dwelling place, for in him the halakha, which is the Shekhinah, halakha is malchut, in the frame of law, in the frame of Torah, halakha, which means pathway, but which gets translated as law, and it's not a law. It's a recommendation. The halakha is malchut, just as the Shekhinah represents malchut. Verse 499. Ad haki haraya mehemana nafik mehahusela. We are marbutina kadisha mamoyoli leitamra mikama tehala shavakna atardila alit leitamra minachvila ashkachna ihaki leitli leitkasya. While he was yet speaking, Behold, the faithful shepherd came out from that rock and appeared to Rabbi Shimon. He said to him, Holy shepherd, excuse me, holy luminary, what good did it do me to hide from you? For I have not left a place that I did not enter to hide from you, and I could not hide from you in it. That being so, there is no sense in my continuing to hide from you. Now, why would Moshe, the faithful shepherd, want to hide from Rabbi Shimon? That's really not clear. I've never read anything quite like that before in the Zohar. So let's move on and see if we can get some understanding of it. Verse 500. El butzina kadisha batardi amar naase adam. Psalmenu kadmutenu maini hu di amar. Levatar vaivra Elohim et adam psalmo elma. Deokbu ha aldamare matni tin demin kon hawo amrin yibare umin honim rin laibare kuchabari hu barale yadikin Elohim et ha'adam b'tzalmo amar le'yai ha'ki ihu la'yahiv kula kabeya chadminayhu v'la'ita ve'd b'diyukta tilchon ela b'ikunin Demalka b'tsalmo Kidlu tadihu Tselem demut batav nito Amar hakish temoda. The holy luminary said to the faithful shepherd, after it is said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, what is the meaning of that which is written later? So Elohim created man in his own image. He replied, this is what the sages of the Mishnah taught. He asked the ministering angels whether to create man or not. Some said, let him be created, while others urged, let him not be created. And the Holy One, blessed be He, created him. As it is written, so Elohim created man in his own image. He said to him, if that is so, then he did not place in him one part from the ministering angels. And he was not made after their form, but from the form of the king. In his image, in his likeness, which is the image of the likeness of his form alone. He noted, that is the seeming meaning of what you say. To explain this, we have many different midrashim about the creation of mankind and the creation of Adam and then the separation of Adam and Eve, because Adam was created male and female together. And that answers the question, this pasuk in the Zohar asks the question, is God male or female? And he is both, just as Adam was created male and female together. But the creation, the way it's initially discussed in this pasuk and in other midrashim, the creation of man is supposed to be including all aspects of creation. All the different worlds, all the different entities, everything is going to be subservient to Adam except for Hashem. Even the angels the archangels are going to be subservient to mankind. I really shouldn't use the word subservient. The relationship of mankind to the archangels will be man serving God and the archangels serving man. That doesn't imply subservience in the negative sense. It gives God opportunity to do all. But what the question is, and what Moses is saying to Rabbi Shimon, it appears that you're right on the surface level of this discussion. There are certain aspects of creation that are not included in man, and therefore man cannot control them. So let's read on and see what it really means. Verse 501. Amar het val ela ana amena alach deit bere bakol ave ashleteya akol ave hi hawa yahiv Kol ha-deya hu-lakeya v'zim-ne-ya Gah-ha-wa-ka-a-se-ya A-le-ya Kol ha-d-ha-wa-na-til hu-lakeya Min-e-ya ki-la-me-nech-shav hu. The faithful shepherd said, "Heaven forbid. I have not said that he is not made up of any of the angels and creatures. What I said to you was that he was created from all the angels and creatures and was made to rule over all the creatures. Had each one given his share to man, then when he would have been angry with him, each one could have come back and taken his share away from him. For in what is he to be accounted of?" In order to control another entity, you have to have that aspect of that entity within you. But by leaving out certain aspects of the angels, it prevented the angels from taking back, from reacquiring his own independence by virtue of man becoming angry with an angel. Can you imagine man becoming angry with an angel? Happens all the time. We just don't consider it in that way, because we don't judge ourselves or even other people in the same way that the higher worlds judge us and themselves. Verse 502. Ela kudsha barichu bara leya bediyuk deya damalkut kadisha deitemunat kol deva istatol kudsha barichu Uvara alma, v'kol biryan divara, e'alma v'talal, ba'ilayin, v'tatayin, v'la peruda, kelal v'kalal, ba'aser sefiran, v'kol shemachan, v'kinuyin. Fechavayan, feila tolkola de ila donolkola, feletelaha, barmineya, willaishakach, feila in, vetatain, patu, pahut. Mina begin de ikesher Tekulu Shelemu, Tekulu Lakaima Feya. Umahuta Bakoma Shala Ugindila. Ishta Kafilat Alkola Bailain. Fetata in Pahut. Mina filu pachad menayhu itkariat emunat Yisrael misitra dilat al kola itmar bakilo leitam kam emunah al bal misitra tishar birian itmar ba Utnunat Hashem Yabit. But the Holy One, blessed be He, created in Him in His image, which is the Holy Malchut that is called image, which is the picture of everything. For all the inhabitants of the worlds of Bria, Yetzirah, and Asiyah are included in it. And the Holy One, blessed be He, looked into it and created the world and all the creatures that He created in the world. And He included in it the upper grades and the lower grades without any separation whatsoever. And He included in it 10 Sephirot and all the names and appellatives and Yud-Heh-Vav-Hes and the Supreme Cause who is Master of all. And there is no Elohim beside Him, is not to be found in upper and lower grades, less than it. For it is the connection among all of them, the perfection of all of them, to establish in it. And His kingdom rules over all. And there is no cause of all to be found in even one of the upper and lower grades, less than it. It is not included in Him, and it is called the faith of Israel. From that point of view of the Supreme Cause, it is said, for you saw no manner of form. But from the point of view according to which it is inclusive of the other creatures, it is said, in the similitude of Hashem does He behold. What this, it seems to be confusing, but it really is. Hashem created man in His own image. And His own image includes everything that it was in the worlds, all of the different worlds, all of the different entities that Hashem had created. And that's what's being said and expressed. Man has the potential to control everything. Because He was created in the image of everything. He was created with aspects of everything. Verse 503. Ata butina kadisha ushar Kameya v'amru vaday ke'an letman diyakil meta minehu lakeya v'laya hibeya ho lakachad be'alma ela bore al mino ilat Al-Kulal-Beya Tanyan-Sheya O-Agreya Vilab-Malach Vissaraf Vilab-Shumbirya Di-Alma-Uginda-Uk-Duha Rabbanam demet mitin am shayetev shem shamayim v'daber echad ne'ekar min Shalom. Mi Adi Shama, Mi Lini Lain, Ti Amar Rabbi Shimon Botsina, Kadisha Kadevam, Vekol Haraya, Perikule Yavi Amru, Ram Ilahabate Berdash. The Almaila Mishpata Saya. The holy luminary came with the other companions, and they prostrated themselves before him, saying, "Certainly there is now none that can take from him, from man, his portion, for not even one in the world contributed to him a part, except the creator of the world, the supreme cause alone. And on him depends his punishment or reward, and not on an angel, nor a seraph, nor any other creature in the world. Thus the sages of the Mishnah taught, anyone who combines the name of heaven and something else is uprooted from the world." Immediately on his hearing what Rabbi Shimon, the holy luminary, said, the faithful shepherd rejoiced. And all the companions blessed him. The faithful shepherd and said, "O faithful shepherd, if a man were to have come into the world just to hear this, it would be enough for him." That is the end of the section. Essentially, all the different words in the Torah that imply that man is being created with different aspects of different physical things, or different, even different spiritual things, that understanding is false. Hashem created man in his shadow, based on his shadow, based on himself. And that's what we learned. Are there any questions? I'm going to call it a night. The class is this coming week, so as not to be confusing. Tomorrow morning at 10:30, these are West Coast times. Tomorrow morning at 10:30 is a class on You Are Who You Hate. There's a handout, and you will find it to be a very interesting class. Monday at 5:30. Well, excuse me, I skipped something. At 6:30 West Coast time, we will have an advanced Ana B'Koach teaching. We will teach much of what the Ana B'Koach is and how to utilize it. We will teach it from the perspective of the advanced level, not the basic level, even though it is being taught a basic level. Monday at 5:30, we will talk about the letter Vav and its meaning and the three different spellings and how it relates to all of it. The letter Vav. Tuesday at 7 o'clock, we will be explaining an advanced reincarnation class. There is no class on Wednesday. Thursday at 7 o'clock is a Zohar class. Just like this one, something to do with Pinchas. And Saturday night at 8:30, there is a Pinchas class where they tried to slip a fast one through on us. This coming Saturday at 8:30 is a... This coming Saturday A week from tonight, we will have another Zoa class. It will be on my post. The Parsha that follows. Have a beautiful week. Are you dead?